Why tithes? The first time that tithes are mentioned is when Abraham gave his tithes to the king of Salem, Genesis 14:20-24. He did that because Salem was considered the high priest in that time, and tithes were given to the priests and high priest. We can hear about the tithes all through the Bible. In Leviticus, God commanded tithes, Leviticus 27:31-34. Tithes are for the priest class, Numbers 18:24. 1/10, 10% of the tithes gathered will be for the head of the priesthood, Aaron, eldest in our system, Numbers 28:26-28. Tithes are the minimum you can, should offer. You can offer more. Deuteronomy 12:6-11. Tithes are at the top of other sacrifices, giving. One part of tithes is to help and feed those in need. Deuteronomy 26:12. People should be obedient to this law and the importance of tithes. 2 Chronicles 31. Again, the same topic. Nehemiah 10:37-38, 12:44, 13:5, and Amos 4:4. Even in the New Testament, not paying tithes is considered robbing God, Matthew 3:8. In the New Testament, also it is encouraged to pay tithes, Matthew 3:10. Paying tithes does not release you from being humble in the presence of God and following His laws and commandments, Luke 18:12. It is with Paul that the teaching of God is being challenged. Paul started preaching his understanding instead of God's and his prophets, Hebrews 7:5-9. In this chapter, Hebrews 7, Paul teaches what are his ideas and not God's. He argues that since Isa, Christ, was from the tribe of Judah, from his father Joseph, God changed his mind, and the priests, messiahs, do not have to come from Abraham. And since Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, Abraham was subjugated to Melchizedek, and the priesthood has changed, and they should come from Melchizedek, etc. The truth of the matter is that indeed Christ was from the tribe of the Levites, since Mary, his mother, was a Levite. So Paul again is incorrect. Furthermore, God promised that the Messiah, Shiloh, will come from the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49:10. So God again fulfilled both requirements for Christ to be the Messiah, his prophet, Christ, the Son of God, etc. This is one of the discrepancies between the words of God and Paul. There are many, and for these reasons, we do not accept Paul as Christ's representative and or disciple, apostle. We only accept Christ's words in red in the Bible as from God. And Christ said, He has not come to destroy the laws, Matthew 5:17. Since Paul has no authority from God and Christ, he cannot abolish tithes, change the way God prophesied and chose Christ and the priesthood until Christ came to stay with the Levites. And Christ came as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ. Indeed, tithes are what made the Hebrews a great nation. Tithes are the reason Mormons create a worldwide outreach. Tithes are the command by God to see His kingdom to manifest on earth, so those who want to follow God's will accommodate His revelation and follow as obedience to His commands and pay their tithes and more. Since the mission is the last revelation from God and is the revealer of the mystery of God and the implementer of God's will and kingdom. It is the only religion, organization, that everyone should be giving their tithes to. Giving any money and or tithes or anything to any other organization is disobedient to God and His revelations, words, and will.